Olaf is off today. Don't worry about him. He's using up some vacation time. Dane Neal is sitting
in his
chair.
Do we have some sort of like you know, some kind of tracking? I know we don't have a GoPro on him.
No, not yet.
So we have his vitals on like some kind of tracking app.
I think he's going to save it and reveal it tomorrow what he's been up to. I'm Wendy Snyder, and we are going to be talking about a new restaurant that opened up yesterday, correct?
Yep. And a great addition to what is already, and we talk about it on a regular basis, and I've covered the scene for, you know, a decade or more. It's, I think, a really special addition to an already amazing food and wine scene here in Chicago, and it's Cooper's Hawk. So this is the first location that they've had, and for listeners out there, like, well, we go to it all the time. This isn't incredibly new, but for to have a brick-and-mortar location here in Chicago, this is a first. It's the 41st, and I said they're going to probably open up tens of restaurants over the next year or so. So the expansion is there. But the thing about this that makes this restaurant, and it's a restaurant that is wine focused, it's winery and restaurant. The food is taken very serious as well. But the difference is they have really cracked the code on the wine world. I've broadcast live from the Aspen, you know, Food and Wine Classic and New York and South Beach Wine and Food. And they've taken all the pretension out of the wine, all of the kind of stuffiness that made it exclusive, and made it approachable to the point where it is an absolute phenomenon. 500,000 people in the wine club, and they are all excited about this new location. And CEO and founder Tim McHenry is in studio with us. First off, congratulations, because it is not just another location. It is in every respect, but it's like a temple, like a Taj Mahal for the taste buds.
That's right. Yeah, it's our Cooper's Hawk tribute to the world of wine. So we're thrilled to be here.
Man, you figured it out. Can I just say that? Congratulations. Because really, I was telling Dane before you came up, everyone would have their favorite Cooper's Hawk, and there was one and two and three and four, and I have family members in the wine club, and it's like, oh, this is the stuff. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, we're far from done yet, but I don't know if you cracked the entire code, but we've definitely had having a lot of fun along the way.
You have part of the code cracked, and here's the thing that makes it, I think, different and unique as well, is the background, and people from Illinois should be proud to have Tim as part of that code cracking club and leadership team, is Linford Winery in Roselle. People don't think of Illinois or the Chicago area as kind of the epicenter of really what's cool and happening in wine, but talk about that, because coming from here, from this area, and now being one of the leading voices in wine.
Yeah, no, Orland Park, Illinois, where we started the company. It's not Napa Valley, right? It's the largest wine club in the world is founded in Orland Park, Illinois, from the inspirations in Roselle at Linford. So wonderful people.
A deep dish wine coming from Chicago? Maybe you should have one.
I'm taking that idea.
All right, you can have it.
Tim, how many times, and I don't want to say a meteoric rise, but it has been, when it got tapped into, it was well received, I think, pretty much from the get-go. But were there voices like of discouragement, you know, that said, like, hey, you can't come from here and do that when it comes to wine?
Yeah, no, for sure. I remember some of our early trips out to California, you know, wanting to meet with some of the business folk and the banks and the industry and such. And I it was incredible. They would take the meeting, I think, out of pity for us. And I remember sitting there, so, well, you know, how much wine do you make? And we would tell them, you know, we make 25,000 cases of wine back in the day. And they're like, wow, that's actually quite a bit of wine. Like, oh, do you have a wine club? And I said, we do. And they're like, well, how many people are in your wine club? 75,000. And they're like, that's like the biggest wine club in the country. I'm like, that's what I'm trying to tell you guys, you know? And so, you know, nowadays, you know, we have a little bit of a reputation, which is wonderful. But again, a long way to go, and we're just having a ball making it happen.
I have been a beer drinker. I am half Italian. I grew up with wine that my Uncle Leo used to make, and for the kids, they would water it down, you know,
yeah,
three quarters water and a little bit of wine. But wine just didn't do it for me, and now I'm trying to branch off into the wine world. I like Cabernet Sauvignon. I like red wines. I do not like white wines at all. Is that okay to just like red?
It's absolutely okay. It's really whatever you like, you know, and it's okay to like beer too.
You
know,
right.
we you know, produce some beer ourselves, and it's really what everyone likes, you know. So you know, we were talking earlier in the show, you know, you're supposed to pair white wine with fish and chicken,
right,
and red wine with steaks, and you can do whatever you want. You know, it's a free country, and
no one's going to look at you side-eyed and say, what are you drinking red with fish for?
No, and if you are sitting next to those people, you should be hanging out with different, more fun people.
All
That's
right.
My opinion.
Good to know. So Cooper's Hawk Esquire Chicago, 58 East Oak Street, that opened up yesterday. We're going to take a quick break. We'd like to find out how that's different from your other Cooper's Hawks. And I understand that you brought a little giveaway for the listeners, so we'll talk about that. Take a quick break.
Perfect.
Excellent.
Thank you.
WGN Radio. Wendy Snyder here along with Dane Neal, and we are talking about a fresh new place, 58 East Oak Street, Cooper's Hawk Esquire, Chicago.
It is the new location, the 41st. It is it is all the things that I think people know, love, and all those wine club members appreciate about Cooper's Hawk, but it's different. And Tim McHenry, the CEO, founder of Cooper's Hawk, in here with us. And so when you had to have a place here, you know, you've got locations around the country in different places, and they're all well received, but doing something here for the first time in Chicago, and think about the backdrop of that great scene that is already here. Talk about the thought process, what you wanted it to include, because it's more than just a restaurant. It's got artifacts. It's got museum quality stuff in it. It's really an experience.
No, thank you. Yeah, we've had our sights on being in the city for at least 7 or 8 years.
Wow.
And we always said that if we were going to come to the city, it had to be an iconic opportunity, something that wasn't just, you know, a regular inline. Years ago, we looked at the Wrigley building. We had an opportunity that didn't pan out, and the Tribune building across the street, as you well know. And so when this opportunity came around, I think we found out about the opportunity, and 24 hours later, we were sitting at the Starbucks a block down the street negotiating the deal. That's how fortuitous we thought it would be for our company.
It's a special location. It's in the Esquire building. And for people on the sight lines and visuals, I mean, I'm sure it had to take a long time to kind of put some of these things in there. Or maybe, like you said, you were dreaming it up the whole time. But it's got, describe a little bit, you know, there's like a three-story kind of wine cellar, there's elevators, there's all sorts of things going on at this location.
No, absolutely. So it is our kind of, it's our tribute to the world of wine through the lens of Cooper's Hawk. And so we, you know, one of the reasons I think Cooper's Hawk has been successful is we've made wine very approachable. And so we want to bring that same spirit to the Esquire Theater, and also, you know, create new experiences for our guests. And so some of the things you're talking about is there's a four-story wine tower.
Oh,
that
four.
Guests. So yeah, the space is three. I don't know how they fit four stories into a three-story space, but maybe they were shorter people back in the day. But really just an iconic location, iconic opportunity. So guests are going to be able to come to the restaurant and actually savor bottles of sparkling wine. So I don't know if you, I don't think we did one when you were there on Saturday, but it's just really cool. Like, it is like a sword, like you've seen on TV, and people can pop the cork off the champagne bottle and
it's like you're knighted or something.
You're trying to like bring those experiences through the entire scope of kind of the wine world and bring them to people. And on the wine club side, you know, I want to say you tapped into a community. I think you guys actually created a community that didn't exist before, because you found, everyone could say wine brings people together, but it's amazing to watch how these people communicate, commiserate, and appreciate what it is. And I swear that you have turned this location is going to be one of those destinations. I think that everyone feels obligated to make a pilgrimage.
Yeah, no, for sure. Right? And no, I really appreciate saying that. That is our vision statement for the company, is we create community. And, you know, a lot of people talk about the wine club being, you know, a very novel idea. You know, we started with the wine club just because it seemed to make sense, right? We had a winery, so you should have a wine club. And so there's not a lot of brilliance there. But over the years, you know, bringing like-minded people together, right, to share, you know, in culinary experiences, wine experiences, and just it's really been, it's been so wonderful. And so many stories, right? And you probably got a bunch when you were there on Saturday. So many stories of people meeting and relationships that were formed. I mean, one of the coolest, you know, one of a gentleman who's been in the wine club from almost the beginning, you know, he had his daughter's wedding, and he sent me a picture, and there was a dozen individuals that they all met through the wine club, through travel and stuff.
The stories that they have, and kind of this ownership that they feel as far as like their role in it. And when you're trying to do all the, you know, charts and graphs of what's the community, what's the demographics, who's going to be a fan of this, there are so many people out there that I think just had to be like out of the loop and not even counted in, that have just come out of the woodwork right?
And that's right.
Because it's just, I think the appreciation for wine is just so much bigger than people in the industry had any idea about.
Absolutely. It is really something for everyone. And so years ago, we looked around the dining room and in the tasting room, we saw all walks of life, you know, having fun and enjoying time together. And so what we said was, like, let's do that on purpose. You know, let's not just let it happen. So we continued to evolve the menu so that there's something for everyone. So there's maybe 20% of the menu is a little bit more forward-looking food. 20% of the menu is a little bit more conservative. I always say if my grandmother was still alive, that's probably what she would order from. And then we've got this 60% in the middle, which is our culinary creative, you know, kind of the voice of Cooper's Hawk. And the same thing on the wine side. You know, yes, we're very passionate about wine, but of course we still have a great beer list and great cocktail program. But there's a lot of approachable wines, you know, sweeter wines where people usually start their wine journey. We've got a connoisseur section, our luxe wines, and now at Esquire we've got 1,600 bottles of wine coming out of our ears, which is super exciting. And if you're into wine, you know.
All right, 1,600 bottles. This is going to be the dumbest question you have ever heard from anyone, radio, TV, or otherwise.
I doubt it.
So you're growing grapes here in Illinois?
We are not.
Okay.
No, we've always,
right.
Always purchased. That's where, the grapes are always purchased.
Okay,
yeah.
That's where I got confused.
Now, there are a lot of, just to give respect to the Illinois wineries, down in southern Illinois, there are some wonderful producers doing some great things. So,
over 500 awards won for your wine and named the official wine of the Screen Actors Guild Awards. Isn't it awards season coming up?
It is. We were actually at the SAG-AFTRA, which is a kind of foundation for the Screen Actors Guild. I'm doing a terrible job explaining it, but we were there a couple days ago drinking Cooper's Hawk wine with Leonardo DiCaprio. Jennifer Aniston.
My gosh.
It's just incredible. And to sit there at an event with, you know, I think there's only 200 people at this entire event and watching, you know, Harrison Ford drinking a glass of John Legend LVE wine that we produced and
You have John Legend wine?
Well, see,
okay,
just as they brought the 500,000 people, the collaborations on the celebrity side and the chef side, you know, those are things people can check out too. It's been pretty amazing.
It's incredible, yeah.
I always wondered what John Legend would taste like if he was a wine. Good, we will find out. All right, so what is the little, it's not even little, the giveaway package?
This is a great opportunity into generosity on for Tim and the Cooper's Hawk side. So they've got a dinner for two, so they've got two dinners, and then also a complimentary wine tasting for two at the Cooper's Hawk tasting rooms. And so our winner is going to get that. We just have to figure out, since it's the 41st location, should it be the 41st caller? No, it should not. That's too hard.
It's too hard for Jasmine. Reverse the numbers. 14. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. If you're the 14th caller, we will set you up with this amazing dinner for two and a wine tasting. Tim McEnery, right?
That's right. Well
all
done.
Right. That's
well
why
done.
I have not said it all day, because I didn't want to say it wrong. Cooper's Hawk CEO and founder. You can go to chwinery.com. You have really figured it out, and good luck with Cooper's Hawk Esquire Chicago, 58 East Oak Street, and people should definitely check it out.
Thank you, Wendy. Thank you, Dean.
Anything else that I haven't mentioned here?
No, it's just great. And it's visually, the food is great, the wine's great, the location is great. People will have to make some reservations and get over there.
All right. And we need to congratulate someone. Let's just talk to her really quickly. Caller number 14, 312-981-7200, would be Lisa. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Wonderful. Doing even better now.
Yes, you are. You will have a lovely dinner for two and a wine tasting courtesy of Cooper's Hawk. I sure hope you enjoy it. Do you like red, white, or both?
I like red.
I like red, too.
Perfect.
Does anybody like white wine anymore?
So, Lisa, which location are you going to go to, you think?
I am probably closest to the location, I believe it's Barrington.
Great. South Barrington, yeah.
Yeah, South Barrington.
All right, well, do not hang up. We will get to all your vitals and set you up. Have a great day.
Thanks.
That is a nice little prize package,
yes.
Isn't it? Tim, thank you so much and continued success.
Thank you, Wendy. Thanks for having me.
It's
Thanks.
WGN Radio.